We'll start out with one of the selections that Dorothy Baver gave me, and that's 19 in the supplemental book. Then would the song leaders look at number 15? I don't know that one. So somebody wants to leave that one. It's a pleasure to see everybody tonight. A little slim, but still it's a blessing to be here with you all. Amen. Okay.
Oh Lord, prepare me.
Does anyone else have any songs that they want to have led while we're here just starting out? Anyone? Okay. After number 480, which I should look and see if I know, I guess. Then we'll... Huh? Yeah, I know that one. All right. And... let's stand like Joshua then. All right? After the singing of this song, we'll ask our Brother Brenneman to come lead us in our opening prayer.
As for me.
protecting us from things that are too much at this time in our lives, and allowing us to be challenged by those things that are not. And giving us the truth so we know how to make our decisions and how to treat other people. This is the freedom that we have now in Jesus Christ that we did not know at one time.
Amen.
May we overflow with gratitude. Want that to be our way of thinking and way of life. Thank you so much for this congregation, this family. We pray for the elders and give them great wisdom for their demanding job, difficult decisions that they must make. Thank you for blessing us with them. Thank you for our deacons and all the hard work they put in as your servants into our family. Bless them as well, God. Thank you for every woman and every man that chooses to be a part of our family.
Amen.
That we'll all grow and be more wise, more patient, greater in all things next year than this year.
Amen.
That we put you first and relish our lives as your children. I pray for the Eccles family. Roger and his children, and the grief that they're going through right now, dear God, comfort as only you can. Use us to help in that as well. Pray for Dee that her days are enjoyable and you can join us again if that's possible, Father. Pray that she knows that we love her. Father, pray for opportunity. Pray for opportunity to those with those who do not know you yet. If there's any that are seeking right now, bring them to us, Lord. Help us to find them. That we are grateful that Jesus is our Lord. We exalt in all the goodness, things that he does in our lives. We want to proclaim him to others as well.
Amen.
But this time, we ask that our songs be pleasing to you, that we'll be worshiping you with our minds in truth and in spirit, that you'll be glad that we are your children. So we thank you for these things in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please be seated. See. We have four song leaders tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to Bill, who's going to lead us in three songs, and the song leaders can do that.
Was it 480 we just sang?
Yes.
Okay, how about 479? Since that's so close to 480. And doesn't make a difference at all. 479. Except that my grandson requested it. And a faith that we're making here. Statement of conviction. We're confident, though we've never seen him, we believe he lives and is reigning at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. 479. I know that my Redeemer lives.
I know that my Redeemer lives and ever prays for me. I know eternal life he gives from sin and sorrow free. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know eternal life he gives. I know.
Amen. Well, let's see. I'm going to take all the songs off there. Maybe I'll pick another one and let the other song leaders choose a few that are on the board. How about 202, Beyond This Land of Party? Beyond this temporary home and where we lose those that we love and have to wait until we can join them again. But that's what we look forward to, that day when we can be beyond the place where we have separations.
Beyond this land of parting, losing and leaving, far beyond the losses, dark kindness, and far beyond the taking and the bereaving, lies a summer land of bliss, land beyond, beyond so fair and bright, land beyond, beyond where is no night, summer's land, what is this light, oh happy summer land of bliss, beyond this land of toiling, sowing and reaping, far beyond the shadows, dark kindness, and far beyond the sighing, moaning and weeping, lies the summer land of bliss, land beyond, beyond so fair and bright, land beyond.
Attention there now. We'll sing this song, and then you will have Lee come forward and lead on the table. 269.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. White as
Accomplished something in this life. We have before us a memorial that is here. Yes, it honors Christ and what he did for us.
Amen.
But the memorial is not really for Christ. He gave it to us for our benefit.
Amen.
He gave it to us so that we would remember just how much he loves us. Just how much we can depend upon him to care for us as we go through this life.
Amen.
So with that, let's take of this loaf, which represents his body that hung there upon that cross because he loved you and me.
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, we come to you at this time, Father, to ask you to be with us as we partake of this loaf. Father, may we all see it as your body, as it was nailed there to that cross, as you gave up your life for us. For this we ask in his name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, be with us as we partake of this fruit of the vine. Father, may we see in it the blood that poured forth from your side when that spear pierced into it. Father, may we see it as such. May we recognize just how much you showed, it shows your love for us. For this we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
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 basket here, or you can use the box in the back just to contribute to the work of here. Our Father in heaven, we come to you at this time, Father, to ask you to be with us, Father, to give us an open heart that we may desire to see your work here carried forth, that we may be willing to sacrifice to be able to accomplish the things this congregation would like to accomplish. For this we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The first song I like to sing
is
the one your son picked?
No, no, no. 679. We got a couple other songs leaders that can sing that song up there. I won't be singing it. But I am happy and singing. All right. Sometimes I don't get to pitch too well. So hopefully I can get it good this time.
As I travel through the pilgrim, and there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the singing sand, it is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I
All right, now it's just something a little more difficult, I think. Song number 689. Master, the tempest is raging. Yes, we need Jesus to hold our hand. Yes, Master, the tempest is raging. All right.
Forgot my other book. 15 supplemental. That was from Ms. Baver. The next one is number 531. We have not actually sang this here, but it's very simple. It can be done in rounds, but we shall skip that for now. But 531. Someone made it around anyway. I heard. The last one is going to be 436. Number 436.
Some glad morning when the sky is over.
the hardest thing about a singing is picking out which songs to sing.
Yeah.
Let's do number 683. Picked out, but I lost where I had it. Number 506.
It shall stand forever.
advantage of this. This morning when I was in Enumclaw, we had an opportunity to example a really simple question. It's when the Bible answers, gives a full range of answers to the question of why we cry. Came across an article about physiologically why we cry, and I thought, that's a good question. Why do we cry? And I realized that when we look in Scripture, I think this is the first place that we find it, is in Genesis 23. Genesis 23, and it pertains to Abraham and Sarah. Genesis 23, 1 through 3, now Sarah lived 127 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. Sarah died in Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan, and Abraham went in to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. Then Abraham arose from before his dead and spoke to the sons of Heth. The first mention of, again, that I'm aware of, if I'm wrong, somebody correct me later on if you find one, is here where Abraham mourns the death of Sarah. She was 127 years old. I mean, she'd lived a full life in terms of what they lived at that time. But still, Abraham, the father of the faithful, was moved by her loss. And he loved her, and he wanted to mourn her. And God didn't rebuke him for that. In Genesis, the last chapter there, chapter 50, there's another occasion where they wept. And this was when Jacob was gathered to his people. And in Genesis chapter 50, there in verse 1 beginning, and Joseph fell on his father's face and wept over him and kissed him. Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father, so the physicians embalmed Israel. Now 40 days were required for it, for such is the period required for embalming, and the Egyptians wept for him 70 days. And then it says, when the days of mourning for him were past, Joseph spoke to the household of Pharaoh, and he made a request of them. Now, we know that in this case, that, of course, this is not to say Joseph's weeping was not sincere, but it was also prescribed by the Egyptians how much one should weep and how much one should mourn, according to the statement here. It says, regarding the embalming portion, there's 40 days required for it. That was the Egyptians' custom, and the Egyptians wept for him 70 days. That's a good long period of time to be weeping, to be in mourning for someone. And so we weep, we cry to let our emotions have vent, have place in our lives, and to let them go, to release them in a sense at this time when we have such great sorrow. And then we also looked at other reasons that people cry. One of them is that we can cry when it comes time that we see that we need to repent in our lives. And we see in I can remember it was Luke 22, there in verses 70. I'm sorry. It was Mark 14 in the last three verses. That's what it was. In Mark 14, and of course, this is the occasion of Jesus' betrayal and arrest, and Jesus before his accusers. And then in verses 66 through 72, we'll just look at the last three verses there. It says, but again, he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders were again saying to Peter, surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean too. But he began to curse and swear, I do not know this man you are talking about. Immediately, a rooster crowed a second time, and Peter remembered how Jesus had made a remark to him. Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. And he began to weep. Was it out of pain? Not the physical kind of pain. Nobody was poking him with a stick. It was the pain of his heart, realizing that he had just denied the one whom he pledged he would stand for, regardless what others might do. And with a pricking of his conscience by that rooster, when it crowed the second time, Peter felt the rush of regret and sorrow. And it says in Matthew that he wept bitterly. It wasn't just, you know, oh, there's a little tear in my eye. No, he began to weep bitterly. And so tears are a part of our lives here and now. In fact, the point I made at the beginning of the lesson was, after breathing, what do we learn to do? We learn to cry. And we continue crying through our lives for whatever reason at various different stages. But that is not a condition which we will have through eternity. No, we're told in Revelation chapter 7. There in the latter portion of Revelation 7, it talking about those who are before the throne of God, beginning of verse 15. For this reason they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them. They will hunger no longer, nor thirst any more, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb is in the center of the throne, will be their shepherd, and will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe every tear from their eyes.
Amen.
So this crying, this tearing up here and now, it's a passing thing. And there will be occasions when long time as far as this life is concerned, after an event happens, that all of a sudden you'll find yourself crying. It'll be something that you hear, something you see, something that calls to mind one who's departed and who you miss so very much. But in heaven, God's going to wipe all those tears away. So if there's any who have reason to respond to the gospel's invitation, I've asked Matt to lead this song because my voice is gone. So Matt, would you lead us in number 214, which is No Tears in Heaven.
No
tears in heaven, no sorrows given, all will be glory in that land. There'll be no sadness, all will be gladness when we shall join that happy band. No tears up there, sorrow and
Go ahead and have a seat.
Do we have announcements?
Yes.
And to think I got a running start coming up here, and it still took me 5 minutes. Share with you just a few announcements that we have, and then we'll have whoever's been appointed to lead us in prayer. Sunday, September 11th, there will be a teacher training class for the kids' Bible classes from 1 to 3 p.m. at the building. All are welcome to attend who are interested in this. And to go along with that, there's a kids' Bible class preparation work party tomorrow, 9-5, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the building. So if you want to do that, that's a good work. Come get your hands dirty. There will be a memorial service for Dennis Tompkins on Saturday, September 24th. At 2 o'clock here in the building. And then the following week, there'll be a memorial service for Teresa Eccles on Saturday, October 1st at 1 o'clock. And that'll be here in the building as well. We still are looking for volunteers to clean the building and to do the Lord's Supper preparation. So that's a good work too. So everybody go back there and sign up. And then I won't have to do it. And Teresa Moore has been ill all week. Spoke with Randy earlier this afternoon, or Sharon did. And he said she's about 20% better. So she's waiting for some medicine to come. So let's keep Teresa in our prayers. And I missed this morning. Teresa Lofgren was home with kidney stones. So those can be very, very painful. So let's keep that dear lady in our prayers. Fatima Clark is having contractions, pre-labor pains. So let's keep her and John in our prayers. And soon their life will change forever. Kelly, well, it did, and it changes for the better. Kids make you better. They make you crazy, but they make you better. Kelly Eccles will be having her eyelash removal surgery on September 15th. Let's also keep in mind Doug Dvorak. He was here this morning and looking pretty good. Keep him in our prayers. And keep all those who we know to be perpetually ill in our prayers. So those are the only announcements that I have. So we'll turn it over to Gary.
Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Father, we, at the end of this Lord's day today, we thank you for sending Jesus to pay the price for our sins. Father, we admit that there's no hope without Jesus. Please help us to go through this week and Tell others about that hope. Show others an example of the living hope that we have inside of us, Father. Father, please help our friends and our family members here at Sumner to feel well. Those that Bill just talked about, please touch them. Please give them strength. Please give them healing, Father. Father, we thank you for loving us and taking care of us every day of our lives. It's through Jesus we pray. Amen.